Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At this point, do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow, that's a tough question, too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That is the voice of Trey Hendrickson, the pass rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals. And we have breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. What a spectacular place. He's not showing up at the required mini camp at the mini camp that you must come to. And he's not the only
the
pass rusher.
The mandatory mini camp.
He's not the only pass rusher.
Not going to lie.
T.J. Watt is not showing up in Pittsburgh either, Mr. David.
He's not going to welcome Aaron Rodgers at the door?
He's not there to sack him.
Not with a big hug?
Oh.
I'm not going to lie here, though.
Well,
when
you
said,
lie.
Hold on. When we heard Trey Hendrickson coming in, and you said breaking news coming out.
Yeah, that was
predictable. For just a hot minute, I was like, wait a second.
Sox are trading for him? the Cubs?
No,
the Bears.
No, not the Bears. The Bears are not going to trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Who's
although,
trading?
When
Someone.
You put it in those terms, I think people might have paused momentarily like, ooh.
Newest Blackhawk.
Yeah. No, they need Mitch Marner. Save the money for him.
Can you imagine what he'd look like on skates?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a force. You talk about getting size in that lineup to protect Bedard.
He can't skate.
He's not going to be at minicamp. T.J. Watt's not going to be at minicamp. These statements are going to be made throughout the league. I think from a Bears perspective, there's not really any scenario that I see them getting involved in the Trey Hendrickson conversation. I don't think that's something we talked about earlier this offseason. I think their team is set, except for maybe a couple additions, which brings us to the Bears. They are back on the field today. Organized team activities are concluding this week. Veterans are likely not to be there today. Caleb Williams will be. Roma Dunze said he would be. I think that makes sense. It should be an understood assumption that Caleb Williams obviously should be there.
Did you see that he was at Cole Kmet's wedding?
Yes, I'm glad that he was invited.
That was great.
Yes.
Cole Kmet got married last weekend, and I believe he's friends with Travis Kelce, because on the little video I saw, you could see the little card for him, and I guess Taylor Swift would have been his plus one.
Hold on. Taylor Swift was at the wedding?
No, they went to a wedding. I think it was in Tennessee. His cousin, Travis Kelce's cousin, got married on the same day in a barn.
Okay.
And they were out at the barn and they were like sharing some dance moves as they watched the couple doing their first dance. It was a cute little video. But Cole Kmet got married to his longtime girlfriend, and congratulations
to the happy Cole couple. Cole and Emily Kmet.
And they, at one point they showed them dancing, mm-hmm. and then standing there was none other than Caleb Williams. So that's good. They've done stuff together.
That's good. Yeah, they've been to baseball games together, probably other things that we're unaware of together. They seem to have a nice rapport.
Yeah, I don't know who else was there. Rapport. I know I saw a member of the I think his sister is dating a guy who's on the Packers.
Lucas Van Ness.
And then I believe there was a
was he there, you think?
He was definitely there. They
the
have
Packer?
A bunch. Oh yeah,
Packers were allowed.
Oh well, she's dating a guy.
Well, I know, but still,
they have. There's a photo of the four of them.
All right,
in their parents' backyard.
I did not see the album. I'm glad that you did.
You got to get the album.
I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Get it on the gram.
And then one of the H-back tight end guys from Detroit was there. Another friend of his. They're all friends.
He has friends in the division.
Friends in the division were there. But Caleb was there. I don't know if Roma Dunze was there.
Cutest detail that I observed throughout this whole wedding conversation.
Yes.
That Cole Kmet's sister is named Frankie.
Yeah, that's great.
It is.
Yeah.
Because the dad is Frank Kmet,
the big
burly former NFL player from Purdue.
That's right.
Yes. And the daughter named Frankie.
And Hersey High School, right? Didn't they win a state title with Frank Kmet when he was a defensive tackle?
You would know that better than I.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think good for the Bears.
Duke Tobin, quarterback.
Camaraderie. If you're going to get married,
Duke was invited
as an NFL player. Now's the time to do it, right?
Oh, it's a perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time between the end of whatever mandatory mini camp you have and the beginning of training camp. So this is going to be quite the honeymoon.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations to the Kmets. Yeah. So the rest of the Bears, minus Cole Kmet,
will be meeting at the. At Hallis Hall.
OTAs.
Well, no, the veterans won't be.
Veterans will be given. But it's optional.
Yeah.
You can show
up
if you
want.
But
the young players.
I don't think it's optional for Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams has got to view all these things as mandatory opportunities to get better and to establish who you are to this organization.
Will we hear from fellas from countries that begin with an A today, perhaps?
What are you getting at? Why do you want to hear from the punter?
Argentine kicker, Australian punter.
What could Tory Taylor say on June 10th that would make you stand up and take notice?
I think anything he says would be fun.
Okay.
Don't you think?
No.
Not
necessarily.
What do you think of the new head coach, mate?
I think it's always fun to hear him talk. So if they want to put him out there, great. See how his offseason has gone. I don't find myself suspensefully waiting for the punter to weigh in on anything.
Yeah, you're anti-punter.
I'm not anti-punter.
No, it's been there for a long time.
A punter bias?
You know it's true.
Yeah. That's more kickers than punters. Okay. Punters, at least, are quasi-defensive players. Kind of honorary defensive players.
Yeah, and I mean, this guy is a pretty big, strong dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a
strapping lad. Yeah, he is.
Didn't he play Aussie rules?
I think he might have. Yeah. Well, he's about 30, isn't he? He's pushing 30 already.
Yeah, there'll be a little man in a white coat giving the signal.
All right, speaking of the Bears, there are a couple things I want to get your opinion on here. So
please.
Yesterday was a busy day around the league. This is a time of year where you see guys get cut. It's past June 1st and all the things to get the cap in shape and all those things. First of all, Jaire Alexander was released by the Packers. They had a deal in place earlier this offseason with one team. They backed off because the team that was in question didn't want to pay him. And so the Packers eventually cut him. He's played in only 34 of the 68 games the last four seasons.
Yes.
Is he a risk worth taking for a team that's looking for a cornerback?
Yes. He's a seriously good player. That team could be the Philadelphia Eagles, although I doubt it, just money-wise. That team could be the Minnesota Vikings. I've seen them mentioned. What about the Miami Dolphins? There are a lot of teams.
Well, Jalen Ramsey's leaving Miami, right?
There's about 7 to 8 teams that have been mentioned with Alexander.
Have the Bears been mentioned in that group?
They are not mentioned in that group.
Is that a mistake or smart?
I don't know that they have a great need for...
I don't either.
I think they might need
I'd stay away.
I think they might need a safety... Or they might need a running back, or they might need a pass rusher a lot more than they need a corner. I think they've got some good corners, and they've got one one corner who is exceptional, and we'll see how he does. And then I'm very
Jalen Johnson's exceptional. He's an all-pro caliber cornerback. Yes.
And I'm curious to see what happens with Tyrique Stevenson.
I'm willing to think career. I'm willing to give him a chance to
Terrell Smith
kind of save his career, resuscitate his career. He had a really bad sophomore season, but he can get better in year three, which is huge for him, not only in terms of the Bears this year, but his career moving forward.
Stevenson.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think Stevenson with Terrell Smith, and they drafted
his quarterback, name just went past
Zay
me.
Frazier.
Zay Frazier.
Yeah.
Damn it, Mulligan.
I think I wasn't trying. That's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. It's a rookie. It's a rookie late round draft pick.
Yes.
So they're set at cornerback. You feel good about the cornerback position. I'm glad you said that, because I don't think that it's realistic for him. Even though it would spice up the rivalry, I don't think that his availability has been good enough or consistent enough to take a chance.
You always want to get better. You always want to be better. But I don't know that that's the position where you need the help. I don't know. I think they've invested a lot of money in that position.
They have.
I don't know if they need to invest more.
In contrast, at the safety position, I think Julian Blackman is still out there.
That would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Why is he still out
there? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. But I believe he's still available, and he visited Carolina last week, I believe. Mm. So he's still on the market, and you do need depth at that position more than you do at the cornerback position.
I agree.
Okay, next question. Nick Chubb signed a one-year $5.25 million contract to go to the Texans and join what is a crowded backfield.
Yes.
I'm a little surprised by that, because the Nick Chubb that we heard described, number one, was eyeing an NFC North team, and number two, was going to go to a spot that where he envisioned getting maybe half of the carries. I don't see that happening in Houston, given who they have at the position.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is going to be an interesting team to keep an eye on in terms of who they're going to release from their running backs room. That might be, you know, you can find guys that can run the football, and you can find street free agents that can actually find some success in the NFL. The problem that, generally speaking, people feel about running backs, the reason that they have, and I mean, there was a revival last year, so it's an odd thing to say, but I think that because so many guys are limited in terms of the length of career because of the hits they take, that teams have found serviceable, respectful help off the street free agent market.
But the Bears have salary cap space. Do you think that they were reluctant because of Nick Chubb's injury history to get involved? They never seemed to be as interested in him as we maybe were interested in the idea of a Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I think that's exactly correct. I think it's the injury more than anything else. You just don't want to sign someone and find out that that they're
now do J.K. Dobbins. Why isn't he more in the mix with the Bears? He visited Denver, left last Thursday without a contract. Yep. If you get out of the building, chances are you're not going to go back, but it could happen.
I
wonder if the Bears are in at all on J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that.
I would
personally be in on him if I were them, but I don't know what their thought process is. I don't know how they feel. You know, I think the difficulty is that they drafted a guy, but it was in the seventh round. Now, they felt like he should have gone earlier. But when you take a guy and you don't know yet about him, they haven't been in pads, I think it's tough. But I think they like him a lot. I know they like him a lot.
I sense they like him a lot.
I do too.
And
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
We refer to him as a seventh rounder.
He is.
I think it's, I know. But I think a lot of people look at him as a seventh rounder and a seventh rounder with third round potential or however you want to look at it.
David, I'm not denying that or I'm not unaware of that, but he's a seventh rounder. And it's rare that you would think a guy like that is going to not only become an impact player, but win a job in the league. I mean, that would be, you know, it would be great
if
he could do that. No question.
It'd be an upset. Do we know how Ben Johnson feels about the running back position in terms of whether or not it's a spot that is plug and play or whether it's a premium spot to him?
Well, we know that he values the idea. I mean, listen, he was in Detroit. They signed the guy from the Bears, David Montgomery, who was a pretty good player in Chicago, and the Bears wanted him to come back, but he preferred to leave, and I think
smart
that
move.
They also drafted
smart man.
They drafted one in the first round. So you look at the depth they had at that position, it would seemingly indicate that he values that position. And, you know, DeAndre Swift was a guy that he was with, and they upgraded the position as opposed to sticking with DeAndre Swift.
It's just funny how the conversation has evolved this offseason from the point where pre-draft, we were convincing ourselves the Bears valued the running back position enough to consider Ashton Jeanty, to now where they've ignored some of the free agents that are still available because maybe they believe that they are more of a plug-and-play offense.
And maybe they are. I don't know that, but I think it's interesting that, you know, what was their names? What are the nicknames?
Sonic and Knuckles?
Sonic and Knuckles.
You like that nickname.
I don't. Sonic and
I
Knuckles.
I don't either.
It's just kind of a weird nickname.
It's a little silly.
It's silly.
It is silly. It's okay.
But that they seem to value that combination of players, and you thought that when they got here and the way they drafted a tight end and the way they have tried to improve the football team and talked about play action and worked with the quarterback on operating
Maybe they think that Menungai has Sonic or Knuckles potential. Maybe they think that Ian Wheeler, who's back on the field. I don't know. He's the star of Hard Knocks. Maybe he's got something in him after the injury. And how about Roschon Johnson? Nobody talks about him. Maybe they believe in him more than we do. These are questions that...
Do they have a Sonic?
I don't know. Do they have a Knuckles?
No.
Which is which? I don't know.
I don't think they have either.
Speaking of the Lions, how about their decision to cancel mandatory minicamp?
Fascinating.
They don't need it.
Well, it's not that they don't need it. They are playing in the Hall of Fame game. I was thinking about, when I read the story, David, I thought about us going to the Hall of Fame game last year.
Are we going back?
And the amount of fun we had.
Yeah, it was fun.
I don't think there's as many Bears there. But, and Brandon, you remember that trip? That was a lot of laughs.
I had a ball.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
Brandon I met everybody.
Broke a sweat
in
that lobby. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Well, Brandon, you are the hardest working man in show business. He's the James Brown of sound guys. And he used that same speed to post running through the lobby of the building. It was amazing to watch him go. You did talk to everybody.
He got to Hester.
He dragged him all over.
You caught Devin Hester.
Yeah, he took him down. He brought him right down.
That's right.
Hester coughed up his football. He was standing there with a ball. Brandon hit him.
Okay.
No.
Finish your thought on the Lions, though.
My thought on the Lions is that they said because they are playing the extra preseason game, they decided to shorten their off-season program. They decided that they were going to cancel their mandatory minicamp, and they feel that because they played long last year, because they've been in the playoffs a couple years running, they were better off as one of only two teams. The team they're playing is the San Diego Chargers. They felt it would behoove them to not practice as much or prepare as much in the offseason in order to make sure they were not overdoing it by starting as early as they're starting because they got a game on July 31st.
That sounds really ridiculous to me.
I know it does, but it makes me wonder if the Bears would have benefited last year from not playing in the Hall of Fame or from not using the offseason the way they did. I just think it's an interesting idea. No one else is doing it. You know, Jim Harbaugh's not going to cancel mandatory minicamp.
What football coach is canceling practice?
I believe his name is Dan Campbell.
That doesn't make any sense to me. You are replacing your entire staff, essentially.
Yes, you are.
And you have to develop that kind of chemistry within your staff, which is as important at times as the chemistry in your backfield on either side of the ball. And you are really limiting your opportunities now?
They're going to do it at the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, please.
This is what they did, whether right or wrong, and I agree with what you're saying. I think because it's unconventional that if things don't work out, if they start the year poorly,
there's a hint of arrogance.
Well,
there's a hint of arrogance to this.
I see. Again, the Bears.
We don't need the practice.
Well, it's not that.
We don't need
that they've had longer years and they've suffered massive injuries and they've been incapable of delivering on the promise the team has shown.
If the Bears did this, what would your reaction be? If the Bears canceled mandatory minicamp and playing, had they done that last year, we probably would have criticized Matt Eberflus and said, well, you need the timing. You need the practice. You need to see what Jared Goff is like without Ben Johnson.
But you need to do this and that. They were a losing organization.
Okay.
I mean, I just, like I say, if the Bears are going to get to a couple of playoff runs and come a, you know, a game away from getting to an Eastern Conference championship, I might give them the benefit of the doubt more than I would when they can't win. What do they have?
Fair enough. That was just a surprising headline. Six. Dan Campbell canceling football?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
I thought it was interesting that they feel that even with the changing of the coaching staff and all the rest of it, they feel it's more important to try to preserve their guys and worry about the health of their team than worry about how they open the season and if they're hitting on all cylinders.
Understand. Just don't like it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a strange, crazy decision, but it sure is Dan Campbell's. All right. 312-644-6767. We'll be right back with your calls. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And Luca, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luca's shoes. His new shoes from Nike just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that.
Molly at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Don Nelson. He's protesting that
trade. 85 years old. He got the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award, and he was speaking Sunday, I think, before Game 2 of the NBA Finals.
Yep.
And, yes, he still supports Luka. He's anti-Maverick. And that's interesting and relevant because Jason Kidd, the coach of the Mavericks, is now being pursued by?
Yeah, apparently being pursued by the Knicks. Apparently he's talking to the Knicks. It makes you want, like,
make it make sense to me.
Okay, the only way it could make sense. You know, they got the draft pick. They're going to get Cooper Flagg, right?
That's the Mavs.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would you leave?
Well, if you were against the Luka deal and you weren't consulted or your opinion wasn't considered.
Fair enough.
And you ended up having to go through what you went through and deal with your team and try to explain that the organization cared and was going to come back, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only way that if that was a problem and you weren't consulted or whatever, then maybe you are like, I don't belong here. I can't work for these people.
You think a rift between Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd could be the reason why Jason Kidd would want to leave?
I don't know why else he would want to leave.
I don't know. I don't know from a coaching standpoint, if you're talking about the opportunity to coach a player that's been described as generational.
Yeah.
But won the lottery.
But he was doing that already, right?
In terms of?
Yes.
With coaching Luka?
Yes.
But he's got a replacement now. Regardless of the bad feelings, do you think the Knicks, if you go to the Knicks, are they closer to an NBA championship? Would that be better situation if you're a head coach in the NBA than coaching Cooper Flagg and the Mavericks?
I think you'd be better off coaching Cooper Flagg and the Mavericks than coaching the Knicks.
I would want to coach Cooper Flagg in the Mavericks rather than coaching the New York Knicks after this kind of
flame out
in the playoffs.
I think James Dolan,
with no draft picks.
You're working for a guy that, there's two things. I suppose one is he fired a coach that did about as well as he could with the team. But he's also paying the guy like $30 million to go away. I mean, it might be, if you're a kid, you might think, wow, I mean, like, I can get along with this guy
because
he's going to pay me top
dollar. Well, let's also
and
get to the point, I think, the underlying point. Jason Kidd, I think, is appealing to the Knicks, not because he's the best coach in the league or maybe even among the top three or five. Jason Kidd's relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo, with the Greek Freak, is the reason why he would be appealing to the New York Knicks, because they think that you get Kidd, you get Giannis. Or you get Kidd and you get a better chance to get Giannis. And Giannis could engineer his way to the Knicks in a way that doesn't currently exist. Isn't that the main reason that Jason Kidd would be a... You don't typically see teams want to interview coaches who were employed by other teams.
I don't know about the Knicks angle. I'm just talking about Kidd. I think it tells you, it underscores, if he wants out and he's willing to go to New York, that means that he doesn't get along with his bosses in Dallas, that he doesn't believe he's going to be able to do a hell of a lot. You know, I'm just saying, if you think everything was peachy keen, then why would the guy want out when you get the first pick?
It would have
in
to be
draft?
Horrible working conditions to think that going to work for Jim Dolan is an upgrade.
I totally agree with you.
Or it's better.
But one man's trash is another man's treasure.
You've got in Dallas Cooper Flagg. I know, look, the Luka trade was the dumbest trade in maybe NBA history.
Yeah.
But I also think that now you have withstood that, overcome that, survived it. You've got some pieces now, and they did play better than people expected without Luka. And you have Cooper Flagg coming into your organization at a time that you can see this is a new chapter. This is a new time. You got some other players. I just think it stood out for
a lot
of reasons.
If you believe that they want to get Kidd because they think that will lead them to Giannis Antetokounmpo, then that's a good reason to go get a guy, no question about it. But if you're the Knicks, that makes sense if that's what it is. But from a Dallas perspective, that means you've really done yourself a misservice if you're going to lose your head coach because he didn't like the way you operated.
Depends on if you can trade. I would trade him. If I'm Dallas, I'm not letting him out of his contract.
Brandon, what do you think? Why do you think this
I'm
is
trading
going
him.
On?
I do think it's the Knicks want Kidd because they want Giannis.
Yeah.
And I know they, you know, coached him in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Giannis was really upset that time when Kidd was let go by the Bucks.
They're
during
tight.
That time. So I can see that. And they're saying that Giannis wants to stay. He prefers to stay in the East. So with that being said, if I'm the Knicks and you're struggling, I'm like, hey, let me get the best chance to get Giannis. Now for Dallas, I do think it's some
– Yeah,
I think he would only leave if, like you said, Mully, because he thinks there's like maybe – I don't get along with Nico. I don't like what's going on. I remember his presser when that happened. He was shocked that that happened. So I don't know if they made up during that time or not, but I can see him leaving.
That caught him unaware. He didn't know that was coming down.
Nico Harrison told nobody. He didn't even tell the other teams in the league that he wanted to trade Luka, the biggest mistake.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm not Mr. Conspiracy Theory, and I don't believe in all this kind of crazy. That is a weird one.
Wait.
It is weird that they traded Luka to begin with.
Come on, don't go there.
And it is stranger that they won that
pick. No!
I'm going there.
Come on.
That is weird. That's a weird one.
Where's your tinfoil hat?
I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm no Dustin Rhodes. But that's a weird one. Would you not agree, Dustin, that that's a weird one?
It is a weird one because I believe that the reason they shipped Luka off is because the new owners didn't want to pay Luka the Supermax.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe weren't even able to, I guess, air quote, afford the Supermax. They were casino people that sold a casino in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
bought the team with the proceeds from selling a casino in Vegas, believing that they could get big-time casino gambling in Dallas that has not worked.
Okay.
So there's also stuff out there that they may not like this investment. And so maybe they're trying to
sell the team
because they can't do they bought this not to get involved with NBA. They bought this to take gambling to Dallas, from what I read.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out. They can't get it passed. And I think they've hit a brick wall, and you can't get casino gambling in Dallas. So I think that's something to do with this as well.
It's still dumb to trade Luka. I don't know that it was a
dumb
conspiracy.
Dumb doesn't capture
But I'm trying it. To. It's but I'm also insane. Trying to go back with where I think – so if this – maybe the NBA don't want this group of people owning the team, and now by getting them the overall number one pick, Cooper Flag, maybe that helps – make
so
the team
you think it's
rebound
fixed.
Quickly. Well, I'm connecting your dots. Did I say that?
No,
you did.
No, I didn't.
I talked about the business. I'm telling you why
weird.
I believe. I mentioned why I believe they traded Luka.
Yeah,
because they don't want to pay him the super max.
Nonetheless, now you have a coach that may understandably want to get out, but you also have a coach that could work this into a contract extension to have more security to coach Cooper Flagg, the best player to come into the league in several years.
Well, why has that not happened for him or his immediate boss?
They didn't have the threat of leaving.
No, but I mean, but trying to, again, throw support behind this move.
I'm not sure.
I'm
not sure.
It's going to be really wild. It's just weird. It's a strange one. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Kidd. I think Kidd was a great player. I don't know what kind of coach he is. He's done okay.
There are a lot of qualified coaches who are on the street unemployed. The fact that they are targeting, according to reports, and Brian Windhorst is pretty reliable here, Jason Kidd tells you it's all about getting Giannis. It's got to be that, because otherwise you go out and you get Mike Malone or you get somebody else who's accomplished and unemployed, and you don't go through the haggling of trying to get a coach out of a current job, knowing the compensation it's going to take to get him there.
But we have had a meeting of the minds that James Dolan is kind of a bad owner.
Well, if you're making a list of the five worst owners in professional sports, he's on it.
Yeah.
But you can also see, too, why the Knicks are doing this with Giannis, especially now with Tatum probably out most of this upcoming season.
He won't be back.
Their chances is probably kind of even closer now to come out the East.
Okay, let's localize this for a second. Does that what you just said change anything about the Bulls offseason? I know Giannis coming here as a non-starter.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But are you counting the Celtics out of the playoff hunt next year because Jason Tatum will not play?
Oh, not out of the playoff hunt. I don't think but they're the championship
yeah.
kind of.
I think they're not a championship team. I just wonder if anything that happens with the Knicks or the Celtics or anybody in the East would affect the level of aggressiveness or how active the Bulls are this offseason.
I've been reading different things about the draft. I don't know if you've been following some of this stuff.
A little bit.
But like, I find it fascinating that there is like uncertainty as to how the names fall after the after Cooper Flagg.
There's a top two or three, and then there's everybody else.
Well, the top two or three might not be the top two or three.
You've seen reports that Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey aren't the top two or three?
I've seen reports that Dylan Harper is probably going to go second unless they trade the pick, that they're contemplating that the way they've put their team together, they got a lot of guys that can create a shot but can't hit a three. So, you know, if you determine that Harper is another guy that can create a shot but can't make a three, that you don't need a team full of guys like that.
That's true.
So, I mean, we'll see.
That's interesting.
Just tell me where
Derek Queen's going to fall.
Well, I mean, this is you know, apparently the Bulls don't like him and he's going to fall past them, which makes no sense to me. We'll see.
Let's table that thought.
All right, we've got too much to get to. We got Mike Florio next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We get
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got to get centered up. There we go. I'm in the screen. I'm in the shot.
That's much better.
Belated birthday greetings, Mike.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we should have sent something.
I have survived 60 years without someone killing me. That is an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, congrats.
I may not make it 61 without someone killing me, but I've made it 60.
Is that really the goal?
Yes. Yeah. Survival. Survival.
Well, you know, we are obviously sitting here in Chicago, and we are kind of appreciating all the happenings around the league as the Bears are finishing up their mini camp. The big one was last week with all the players there. They're doing more special team stuff, and we expect to hear from maybe the kicker and the punter or who knows what today. I'm just curious, when you look around the league, I guess the Lions are the only team that have decided not to have a mini camp, and they're doing so. They made that decision based on the fact that they've got the Hall of Fame game and they feel like their season is going to be upon them before they know it, and they're trying to get everyone some rest. Is that a good idea, or will we be second-guessing them over it?
Well, when you're breaking in two new coordinators, you hate to give up any opportunities to get on the field and start to get yourself more comfortable, but it is a little bit of a bonus for the players to cap the off-season program without the mandatory minicamp, and then they get their time off, and they'll be back for the commencement of training camp earlier than usual because of the Hall of Fame game. I think that that's good for them to have the extra practices, have the extra Hall of Fame game. Those two new coordinators, I think that becomes a huge factor for the Lions. They've got a lot of issues this year that's going to make the season more difficult than it was a year ago. They could be a better team by the end of the regular season and still have a far lesser record than 15-2. Tougher schedule, more games outdoors, and just transition and change, and how will they deal with it, and will they feel sorry for themselves if they start to lose games? I think one of the hardest things a team can go through when you've had a really special season like they did at 15-2, if they're 3-2 after 5 weeks, if they're 4-3, if you lose more games by the middle of October than you've lost the entire season before, how do you process that? I think Dan Campbell's going to do a good job of getting them to forget about last year, focus on this year.
Mike, now that it's official and Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler, how surprised were you at the relatively modest amount of his contract, and how much better does he make the Steelers?
Well, you know, it was more than what he said he would take. He said he'd take 10. He's taken 13.65 with the opportunity to add another 5.85 to it, although he's got to, like, win the Super Bowl, be the league MVP, to unlock the full incentive package. And if he gets the full 19.5, it'll be the best one-year deal any team has ever done because they will have won the Super Bowl. So he makes them better relative to what they had. The question is, how much better will they be? And the key is this. Can they end their streak of futility in the postseason? They haven't won a playoff game since they went to Kansas City in the divisional round 2016 and beat the Chiefs. That's the longest gap between playoff wins for the Steelers since their first playoff win, December 23, 1972, in the Immaculate Reception game. It's amazing when you think about that. They were around for 40 years and had never won a postseason game. Their first playoff win, Immaculate Reception game. They've never gone more than 5 years without winning another playoff game. After that, the streak is now 9 years for the Steelers. This is a success if they end that streak.
Mike, what do you make of these mandatory mini camps and the non attendees? You know, Trey Hendrickson, T.J. Watt. I guess Terry McLaurin is not attending mandatory mini camp either. There are a handful of players that have contract issues that aren't going. We see it every year. How much is the Hendrickson one different? Because it seems like it's gotten personal.
Yeah, and he complained a month or so ago about his head coach pointing out that if he doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, he'll be fined. And the mandatory minicamp fines can be waived. It's a total of $104,000 if you miss 3 days of mandatory minicamp, but the team can waive it. It gets a little more confusing when you get to training camp. Certain contracts that players sign prevent a waiver of the $40,000 per day in fines. I think that goes up to $50,000 next year. So $104,000 really isn't all that much. Some teams may ultimately waive it. The Bengals probably won't. But this is your way to take a stand. And the middle ground, of course, is to do the hold-in where you show up and you just don't practice. I'm surprised T.J. Watt with the Steelers hasn't done that. But he's just not there. Hendrickson's not there. McLaurin's not there. We'll see if some of these other players show up or don't show up. But really the question is who shows up when training camp begins and who shows up and doesn't practice. Of course, you guys went that through that a few years ago with Roquan Smith. When you hold in, if you don't get a deal done at some point, you got to go play. And that's the end result for a guy who shows up. Once you show up, it's so much harder to leave. Once you're there, at some point you got to practice and play, or you know, the team can shut you down, not pay you, and have all sorts of other rights in their pocket.
Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate your time this morning.
Talk
to you next week. Mike. Yep. That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to him.
And right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs and the Brewers at Wrigley Field on June 17th next week, provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. 312-540-0670.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We're going to talk to Tommy Hotovy next. We'll bring in the Cubs pitching coach, Mully and Haw on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.